Only a few years ago, the question of culture and education in this country would have been dismissed by most people as of no interest or importance, and certainly of no material value. They couldn't profit by it, you couldn't make money of it, no one would want to sponsor and support such unprofitable spheres. But recently, most people's attitude has gone through a dramatic change. Quite a few of our contemporaries have come to value things like theatre and music, ballet and opera, literature and painting, precisely because they've been terribly neglected for so long. They've become infinitely precious to us because they are the embodiment of eternal spiritual values, which are part of the Russian national character. People have suddenly become aware of just what a devastating impact political and social changes can make on their way of life and their views in general. In the last few years, with the huge economic reforms, that impact has reached the point of crisis. Whatever the case, I've certainly reached the conclusion that there are no easy explanations, social or economic, of the sudden surge of interest in these matters. We're still tempted to believe that the crisis of culture was somebody else's fault, not ours. Looking for a job, money and salary problems, the general feeling of uncertainty about our future, these and many other everyday difficulties have gradually ousted all the former priorities. These were the cunning questions which used to concern our contemporaries deeply for more than a decade. How then can we account for the sudden change of attitude and the growing interest in culture and education that can be witnessed nowadays? I am, to say the least, no expert in social sciences. There are plenty of others who seem to know a great deal more about people's motives than I do. I would like to raise a few questions. I've gradually come to believe that we cannot solve our everyday problems simply by focusing on the material issues. In that case, every solution would inevitably unleash a whole new generation of problems. What interests people now is something going on beneath the practical, down-to-earth spheres. It's perennial human values, something that forms the essence of the Russian spirit and the so-called mysterious Russian soul and the special feeling of national identity. So, exercise 7 and exercise 8. Translate the text into Russian, paying special attention to lexical sequence.